Hello.
Hi.
My name's Kate Bowles and I'm interviewing you for the Welcome Trust as you're taking part in Anthony Gormley's new artwork, One and Other. The date today is the 28th of July 2009 and it's 6:17 a.m. If I can please ask you to state your name, your date of birth and where you come from.
My name is Jane Wilson. I was born January 17th, 1973 in Canada, but I live now in Largs on the west coast of Scotland.
And how are you today?
A bit nervous.
Yeah. If I can take you back to when you first heard about the project and ask you what it was that motivated you to apply.
Well, I read about it on the BBC website and the link took me through and I read a bit more and I've followed Anthony Gormley's work and I've really liked his work, especially the sculpture Sand. And so I thought, I'll just put my name down. I'm a stay-at-home mum. I've got three small kids. So, you know, I did it, then completely forgot about it. And I thought, just to give it a try.
Yeah. Brilliant. And when you found out that you had got a place, how did you decide how to best use your hour?
Well, when I first found out, I got the email and I ran into the kitchen and danced around. My children had no idea what was going on, but I was just chuffed bits that I've got a place because I never expected it to happen. And then I think part of the email from you guys was, so what are you going to do with your time? And I had no clue. And actually, this is something that I've been thinking about a lot and having a hard time making any decisions over. I've decided that rather than spend my time up there having a cup of tea or reading a book, I would raise money for cancer research. I also am a PAMPRED consultant, so I'm going to be demonstrating PAMPRED Chef kitchenware because they raise hundreds of thousands of pounds for cancer research every year. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to use that as my method for raising money.
Mm. Brilliant. And why cancer research in particular?
Well, we are all touched by cancer in one way or another in our lives. Just an example, the woman who was on before, when she asked what I was doing, she said, oh, I've had cancer. Mm. So it's something that'll always need more money raised for it. Mm. And if I can help, then I'd be very happy to.
Brilliant.
And my grandmother had breast cancer as well. So it's, you know, it's like I say, it touches everybody.
Mm. How did you go about raising money for cancer?
Well, I set up a justgiving.com website and I've let people know that this is what I'm doing. And I'm slightly regretting it now because I think everybody's going to be watching online. Nobody will be here because all my friends and family are up in Scotland. Mm. But yeah, I'm conscious that people are going to be watching.
Yeah. And then what are you going to do on the plinth?
Well, I've brought some kitchenware and I'm going to lay it out on the plinth. And I have not sure how long it'll take me, but I'm going to go around picking up each piece, talking about it and how I use it. Hopefully get into a conversation with the people who are on the street level as well. And I know my kids will be watching at home, so I might wave at the camera for them.
How many items of kitchenware have you brought?
I think about 15 or so.
Yeah, okay. And you said you work as a consultant for them.
Yes, with the Pampered Chef, you become your own business person. So it's my business and I sell kitchenware equipment for the Pampered Chef in the evenings when I'm not looking after my kids.
Yeah, yeah. And your stay-at-home mum, what are your children called?
Molly is 4, John is 3 and George is nearly 2.
Oh, and that must be a lot of fun. Them.
It is. It is. Them. Has its moments, but yeah, no, they're great. They're lots of fun.
Whereabouts do you live again?
We live about 40 minutes drive southwest of Glasgow on the coast.
Okay.
A place called Largs.
Lovely. And how do you find living in Scotland now? Because you moved from Canada.
Yeah.
To Scotland.
I moved to the UK about 12 years ago. And I lived all over. I've lived in London, Birmingham, Liverpool, and Glasgow. But I decided when I was living in Glasgow, it was a place for me and I just loved it. And when I was pregnant with John, my second son, we decided we need to move somewhere with a bit more space. So I just love Scotland, love the West Coast. The people there are just, they've got a real edge to them. Their sense of humour is fantastic.
Mm.
And it's beautiful, just beautiful.
And what's your background?
Well, I'm Canadian. I'm from Montreal. I'm of a very small community of English-speaking Quebecers. My mum is of Scottish background. So coming back to Scotland, coming to the UK, I've got lots of family here.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. What does it mean to you to stand on the fourth plinth personally, aside from the charity?
Personally, I loved London when I was living here, and I mean, Trafalgar Square, maybe when I came as a tourist, sort of felt like the centre of London. And it can feel like I'm standing in the centre of the UK. I'm glad it's just for an hour. I wouldn't want in any shape or form to, you know, be part of London and Trafalgar Square for longer than that. But I don't know, it's, as a Canadian having moved to the UK, I'm really pleased that I was chosen to represent the UK, because I'm definitely more British than I am Canadian now. I've lived here that long and I love the country that much. So I'm really proud to be up there. Mm. I don't know, maybe ask me that again when I get down.
Yeah.
And maybe I'll be able to explain better. Yeah. But I'm really looking forward to doing it.
Yeah. And what sparked your move here? What made you move to move here?
Well, I did a few degrees in Canada and the United States, and I got accepted to the School of Oriental and African Studies here in London to do a master's degree, so I decided to come here. But I had dual citizenship through my mum, so it was just an opportunity to try something different at the age of, I guess I was 24. Mm-hmm. And I just decided to stay. Loved it.
Yeah. And could you say a bit more about your studies?
Where, here? Yeah. Or, well, yeah, I was studying international development, our development studies at School of Oriental and African Studies. Mm. And I think I had grand plans to go and change the world and work for the UN and, you know, do this and that. But as it's turned out, I've not gone down that route, and I'm a stay-at-home mum with three wonderful kids, and I'm really glad that I've found that life as opposed to travelling the world and working in war-torn, you know, countries. So I really enjoyed doing the degree.
Mm.
But I'm very glad I'm doing what I'm doing.
And what's important to you in your life? What are your kind of ambitions and goals?
I want to keep my brain ticking over. I mean, I love having the kids, but I had an intellectual stage of my life, and now that I've had kids, I really want to keep my brain moving. One of the reasons probably why I applied for this, to keep challenging myself, and boy has it been a challenge. I've been really nervous about coming here, and coming to London was a real, considering I lived here, it was a real shock at how many people there were after living in a small town. So my ambitions are to keep my brain sharp, but beyond that, I would say to make sure my kids make the most of their lives as well, and try and do things and show them that, you know, their mummy has bit of a life to her as well.
Have you got any hopes or fears or expectations about getting up on the plinth?
I hope that I have enough to say for an hour. I'm pretty sure I will. I don't normally have a problem with that, and I know the equipment really well, and I really, really like it. I'm slightly concerned I might fall off, but I'm pretty sure I won't, because I'm, you know, probably stay away from the edge. It's I think the reasons I've been so nervous is because I really don't know what to expect. Mm-hmm. It's so foreign. Nobody, there's no reference point, no one I can talk to saying, oh, when you did it, what was it like, except for the lady who's just been on.
And your outfit today, could you sort of describe what you're wearing for the recording?
Sure. I'm wearing denim shorts and clogs, just what I normally wear, but I'm also wearing a cancer research t-shirt, and I will be putting on a Pamperchef apron. I also have a big pink wig that I'm going to wear on the plinth, but beyond that, that's pretty much it. I'm going for comfort.
And the pink wig is...
Well, pink is the colour for breast cancer research, and so that's one of the reasons why I was wearing that. And also kind of for my kids, when they're back at home, they can laugh at mummy in the pink wig.
Oh. So can you say a bit more about being a mother and mm-hmm. how that's changed your life?
It's changed my life completely. But in, I don't, I, no one's ever asked, actually asked me that. Very, I wonder what my friends would say if I ever asked them that. I get a lot more joy about much more simple things. You know, seeing my kids run across a room to give me a hug is the best. And all the other things that I used to worry about sort of disappear. I think I spent my 20s being concerned about what people thought of me, whereas now I'm in my 30s and I have my kids. I just don't care. It's so unimportant. And it's such a relief not to have those kind of, you know, to be free of that and just be able to love my kids and hang out with them. And I feel so fortunate that I'm able to stay at home with them. And I also feel very fortunate that I'm able to get away from them from time to time. But I feel very lucky I'm there while they're growing up.
And you said you've travelled a lot. You've lived in lots of different places around the UK.
Mm-hmm.
Why was that? How come you lived in?
Well, I first moved to London, and then I got a job with an insurance company as a graduate trainee, and they placed me for 6 months in different parts, learning different parts of the business. And so I was living in also all over the place. And then I chose to move to Glasgow because I had some family there. But I've actually lived all over. I've lived in the United States and Canada. I've traveled through Europe. You know, I've seen a lot of the world, and I'm very, very happy where I am up in the west coast of Scotland.
Is there anything else that you'd like to say about taking part in this project?
I guess just thank you. Thank you very much for giving me the opportunity, and thanks everybody here, because I've been just so calm, which has been wonderful, because I think I was pretty keyed up when I first got here.
Yeah.
And I was concerned about this hour and a half that build up toward getting onto it, but it's been really nice.
Good.
So thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you.